I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. UNICEF estimates that every 10 minutes, another child in Yemen dies from a preventable illness. Over half the population there is considered food insecure. Rachel Elwood of World Gospel Mission says,
Yemen was, prior to the war, one of the poorest, if not the poorest, country in the Middle East. The poverty rate at that time was about a third, so 34%, but it's doubled in the last 2 years. It's doubled to 62% of people live in poverty.
World Gospel Mission is working with trusted local partners on the ground to distribute food, aid, shelter, provide education, and more. And it's on the platform of meeting physical needs that Christians have been able to talk about their faith and share the gospel. Please ask God to protect and bless this ministry. And for more information on the Yemen crisis, just visit missionnews.org. And short-term mission trips give people a chance to touch and be touched by another culture for the first time. But that doesn't mean it always goes according to plan. Ken Ivins of AMG International knows a thing or two about the impact of short-term missions.
A lot of times those in the first world, people with the money, people with the power that are going other places, don't realize the impact we have on the cultures that we step into.
Ivins says some missionaries are none the wiser when local believers yield to suggestions as if they're commands. That's why AMG tries to funnel their ministry through national ministries that are already there.
When we go, we're going there to serve the national in a way that best suits them. If they ask us to do something that makes absolutely no sense to us, but it's the best way to present the gospel, that's what we will do.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook. Get yours free when you click the link at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.